Hope lunch was good.
So we are going to make a shift in our schedule for today. We're just going to flip-flop the last two pieces so that we can go outside right now while it is absolutely beautiful.
Yay!
So we're going to have that time after. And then we'll come back and just snuggle up and get warm. So I'd like to turn our attention to this intersection between nature and mindfulness. My head is going to a place where I'm thinking, but it's really all one and the same. So let's talk about what that is all about. And, you know, we've been starting out our time bringing our attention to our body in a seated practice, working with breath, bringing that into movement, and we're going to bring it outside. So there are lots of ways that we can do this, and we're going to actually move through a practice of a sit spot experience in a bit. We're going to talk a bit about that first. We'll go outside for about a 15-minute sitting practice. That's an invitation. You are also welcome to do that practice from inside if you prefer. You could find a spot next to a window and be outside. You could be present with a plant. I'm seeing one behind you, Sasha, if you'd like. But perhaps being in a place where you may have an opportunity to see some activity could be interesting. And again, we'll talk more about that. But so just know that that's an option. And then we'll come back in and we'll do some journaling, have some writing prompts for us. And then we'll leave some time for some conversation and some reflection. So let's talk a bit about, I have a quote I'd like to start you off with, because this will help us land in this this experience. So this is a quote from the book Rewilding by Michael Mortali. And Micah says, "Nature offers us portals to presence, thresholds where we can step outside of our everyday minds and into the vastness of the present moment." And I think one of the things that is most alive for me when I think about mindfulness outside in particular, bringing us outside or connecting in with our experience with the natural world around us, is this concept of also being able to really use our senses as a gateway, a doorway, a portal to experiencing some of the richness and the vibrancy that exists around us all the time, which can be easy for us to, in this fast-paced world, to kind of breeze by, right, or not notice. But when we take the time to be in those spaces where we really move into being present to the world around us through our senses, it can be quite remarkable what shows up, right? And even in these little tiny experiences, how that might affect us internally. What we might start noticing in the emotions or the experience with emotional tone that might be present or shift and move. Or the thoughts and ideas, the wonder. And what happens with wonder? You know, what kinds of emotions do those evoke? So when we, when we're outside, we'll do a little exploring. And we have the gift of being in a space out here. And if you haven't had an opportunity yet to see the backyard, the space that we're in, it's lovely. We also happen to be on the edge of a salt marsh. So what a gift. Then this provides us with such a rich environment. And part of what we're experiencing there is this concept of ecotones, this place where two different environments come together and create another experience of life. And we've been learning about this this concept of ecotones with some of the folks that we do some work with. Regenerate change. Thank you. And they bring in this concept. They were talking with us about this concept of ecotones, right? And this place where all this richness is happening because of the way places come together. So it might be the edge of the shoreline and the water is meeting the sand at the beach and what's happening there. Or the edge of the salt marsh where it's meeting a different part of the ground and the growth and the life that's happening and what's happening in those spaces. And oftentimes these are places where there's abundance of foods or activity happening. And so those could be places that are maybe particularly interesting to spend some time with. So I invite you to get curious about that. And maybe just look around when you're choosing your sit spot and finding a place to settle in. But also just generally when we're moving around in the world, noticing those areas where two different environments come together. And perhaps getting curious about what happens in those experiences because they're a bit different, right, than in the two different environments in and of themselves. We also will be looking and noticing some of these gateways or portals in nature, and they can come in different ways. So they might be a physical portal, which might be a place where a couple of trees come together and there's some growth, and you might see a bit of an archway, and it might allow your mind and your sense of curiosity to really kind of engage. These places of opportunity for transition into a different space physically, maybe transition into a different experience. They may be sensory experiences. A portal can be a bird song that catches your attention and brings your awareness and your curiosity and your attention to something else. So these areas and these experiences of portal, whether they are physical or they are sensory, maybe they're showing up in the texture or the colors or the patterns of a leaf as it's changing colors in the fall, and you're noticing activity happening in that experience. They're areas that kind of get us curious. So I invite you to look around for those. See if you can notice these spaces around you that call to your attention. And an invitation also perhaps to, when we're outside and we're allowing ourselves to really experience the land around us, the sky, the waterways, from our senses, maybe noticing where there are places or activities that might also reflect your inner landscape or things that you've experienced before, whether it's chaos in a little disruption or it's the calm that you might see or feel from a soft breeze. So just noticing those and giving yourself a chance to be present for that. But to get started in this, we'll be finding a place outside. Actually, I want to just pause for a moment and give you a little bit of share a little information about kind of the history of this experience and practice of sit spots. Sit spots often referred to as a practice within a practice. And it can be... Now, this is a practice that probably has been done for millennia, right? And people have been spending time outside, observing, present, noticing what is going on with the landscape, with the animals, with the birds, and educating ourselves about our life around us through this information and the messages that we receive from them. And it's been brought into more modern practice, also through the practice of nature therapy or forest bathing. John Young, who's a naturalist and the author of What the Robin Knows, brought this also to mainstream awareness, really. And the intention here was about cultivating a deeper relationship with nature. So it's an opportunity to do that. We can take this practice into, this can be another way that we bring our mindfulness practice into our own lives. And so I invite you, over the course of the time that we are together, we'll be revisiting this concept of mindfulness in nature and perhaps revisiting these sit spots. In fact, probably revisiting the sit spot practice. So you might choose a spot today when we're here, just bearing in mind that it might be a spot you'd like to return to. So thinking about that. So noticing where you are when you choose your spot today, really looking around you and noticing where you are, seeing if you can kind of allow that place to stay with you, to install your experience of your place today, so that you can revisit it again. When I was studying in another program some years back, I was living in Vermont at the time, and we were in the practice of sit spot for over the course of a year. And part of our study was to be returning to the same place over and over again during different seasons. And it was, I had maybe three different sit spots that I was that I would visit. And one was on the edge of a river. And it was really incredible to watch and really experience the shifting and the changing that happened over the seasons. I was holding this in the concept of five element acupuncture, and looking through the lens of five element, we're looking at fire and wood, metal, earth, water, and just noting how that relates into the body, into the human experience. And it was just remarkable to watch and witness how this earth that we are so fortunate to live on really can reflect our inner experience. And we're so tiny, right? We're so tiny in this, but it's incredible to just observe another opportunity, that sense of belonging, right? We are all just part of one another, and that includes certainly the earth that we're on. So we also invite you to find a sit spot for yourself if you don't already have one at home, and perhaps allowing that to be part of your practice throughout our training. And so some thoughts around choosing a spot. It would probably be very useful to find one that's easy to you, for you to access. So it might just be in your backyard or your front yard or something that's close by to you that's going to be simple to get to. Very important that you feel comfortable in that space and that you feel safe being in that space. And it doesn't need to be elaborate at all. It really can be, a chair outside or a spot on the ground. When we first move into these places, whenever, and you know this from being out and having a walk or spending time sitting outside, when we move into a space outside, we create disturbance, right? And the animals and the birds are impacted by that, of course. And so part of this practice really is to stay and be in stillness if you can. Usually after about 20 minutes or so, you might notice that the world, the natural world around you will start to return to its habits and practices. Get used to your scent and your presence. And you might see all kinds of amazing things. And sometimes it can be a very quiet experience too, right? Quiet in the activity. And that's interesting to sit with also, I will say, is from personal experience. I notice that sometimes I have an expectation or desire to, you know, be witnessing a lot going on. And some days that's not going to be our experience. And sometimes it's just these tiny little things that can really shift our thinking or our feeling. So when we first get settled outside or inside, what's am I turning? Hey. So when we first get settled, I encourage you to find a position, a posture that's comfortable for you. It's going to be gonna feel good. We'll spend a good 15 minutes outside in this space today. And allow yourself, we're just talking about sit spot.
Okay.
And allow yourself to start to notice through your senses. And I'd encourage you perhaps to choose one sense at a time and go slow. Maybe just starting with your sense of sight. And it's okay to be, one way to do this is to be perfectly still and not move a muscle. And but I would encourage you also to really use your peripheral vision. Notice what is around you, your owl eyes, and really allow yourself to take in all around you as opposed to focusing on one particular thing. Just really maybe leaning back into that experience of awareness and seeing what you can absorb. And after a few minutes in one sense, maybe moving on to the next one, very, you know, being intentional with this, maybe you're moving on to your sense of smell and to hearing sound, your touch. But giving yourself a chance to take a few minutes in each of these to really land and ground in your place. And then perhaps the invitation would then be to shift into a more open awareness. We can look for these little moments. Just stay open to little moments or physical experiences of portals. Again, a physical experience or a sensory experience or maybe a little activity that catches your attention. These portals all really act as opportunities to invite us back into our mindfulness practice also, right? They pull our attention. They give us an opportunity to bring our attention to something else. And so getting curious about those. So it may be enough time when we notice that we're in a pattern, if we're in a story or wherever we happen to be. But these little moments of shift and change can get us curious again. Anything you'd like to add to that, Steph? Do you want to bring the animal piece if you want to, but if you'd like.
Sure. Some concepts, and Andrea can chime in if she wants to add on here as the naturalist, but Forrest mentioned owl eyes, and that's like a way to sort of open up the idea to maybe how an owl would see. You know, owls can turn their heads like 180 degrees or whatever, and they really have strong peripheral vision. So if you put your arms out to your sides and you look straight ahead, at what point, like, can you see, how far in do you have to be, bring your hands in order to see them with your peripheral vision? Maybe bring them up. Like, what's in your realm of awareness? And all of this is part of our, what we can see. And so thinking about opening your owl eyes in that way and, like, what's all around. Another idea is opening your ears like a deer, deer ears. And if you see a deer's ears, you know they move toward whatever sound. We can kind of create some deer ears for us by putting our hands around our ears. And if you do this, and even just mumble something to yourself, you'll notice how the sound changes. And you can, it's like an amplifier, it's like a natural amplifier, and maybe experiment with holding it different ways, turning different ways to see if the sound can come in. So utilizing what the deers utilize in opening your senses. Raccoon hands. I can't remember. Andrea, tell us about, do you remember about raccoon hands?
I think, well, that's a new one.
Okay.
But, you know, walking with touch and wonder, like feeling.
Yeah.
Feeling all the different textures.
Not finding a dumpster.
Not finding a dumpster. I think raccoons have very dexterous hands. I don't know if dexterous, but they can, you know, they're like hands kind of like us. They can do a lot of things.
Can I add something about raccoons?
Yeah.
They're kind of cool. I've read that, like, in the nighttime, they go on these like vigils to expand their territory, but they like go out and explore at night with the intention of like expanding their knowledge of a space and like kind of as like a preemptive thing to before moving. So
like a scout? Like
yeah,
a scouting
like
a
scout
trip?
Out mm-hmm. spaces cool. at night yeah. and they use their sense of touch to discover
cool.
spaces.
And then there's this idea of walking, a fox walking. And fox walk, you know, you can't hear them because they're so delicate. And when you, you can think about walking like a fox, placing your toe down first and then slowly rolling on the side of your foot and then letting it land. And then the next foot, stepping with the toe, slowly rolling it on the outside and letting it land. And seeing if you can move a little bit like a fox and not to disturb. So these are just some ideas of ways to make, to bring fun and play and connecting with nature in a different way. Yeah. Oh, nose.
Mm.
What animal are we doing with nose?
Yeah, is there a nose animal?
I don't know. I haven't heard about that. I mean,
a dog
would be probably any animal. Most mammals.
A bunny.
A rabbit, right?
Like
a bear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an animal, I guess.
Okay. Thanks. So maybe we'll take our fox walking feet outside to find a spot. And then just, you know, allowing yourself to play with those different ideas and those different animal senses. Having some guidance from those animals. There are four chairs that are inside this next room here, four chairs that can go outside. There are four stools here.
There's five, yeah.
Five stools here that can be used. I cleared off a couple of the chairs out there, but they're fragile and they're snapping in the frozen temperature. So I don't recommend sitting on the two, just check them before you sit on it, the chairs that are out there. The bench still has a bit of ice on it.